Yeah. Okay. So that was La Chinga with Light It Up. And before that, we played Self Care All the Way and Mary Garnett Edwards. So they were the performances of the East Van Roper Romp. That was the first one we ever had. And yes, we had a few Mrs. Ropers come and we did a little contest and we had a winner. So hopefully our next event, we're planning to do like a Roper bowling competition. So that'll be fun. So maybe kind of look out for that. And then maybe sometime in the summer, we'll do a little bowling. Why not? Okay. So let's get to some more music. Let's play this one by Ruby Singh. It's called Magnetic North. I kind of picked that one because you know how we had all the Northern Lights. I can't say Aurora Yellow, Borealis. I don't know. I don't know. Anyways, Anyways, the Northern Lights, I just thought, you know, this one kind of, you know, reminded me of that. So here's Magnetic North by Ruby Singh. Yeah, we're at the Northern Lights, a sight to see. All right. So next we have an interview with Willa, and she is the president of the SFU rowing team.
Hello, Willa. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Fan Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
Thank you so much for having me. My name's Willa. I'm the president of the SFU Rowing Club for the 2023-2024 year.
Awesome. And you guys are having a bake sale today?
We are. We're having a bake sale along with what we call an ergathon. Essentially, an erg is what we call the rowing machines that we use to train indoors. And an ergathon being like a marathon erg. So we all switch off one after another, and we're actually keeping the machines going for 8 hours straight today.
The machines will be on for 8 hours?
The machines will be on. So we're switching off. This morning I did an hour and 15. We're usually doing an hour to half an hour to an hour, maybe an hour and a half if we're feeling really confident.
Amazing. Okay, and when did you start rowing?
I learned to row in high school in grade 10, but I wasn't really serious about it. It just was kind of something that I did because my favorite social studies teacher was the coach for my school, so I just decided to give it a try. But when I came to SFU is when I really started to get involved with rowing. I saw one of the posters that says SFU Rowing Wants You. I went to the tryout. I rowed for a season before COVID, and then after we took a brief hiatus, I came back, and since then I became vice president, and now I'm president.
All right, and let's play a song for President Willa. We're going to play Current Swell right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's Bring It On Home.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I'm a rowing coach as well as a certified kayak instructor. I said to you before that I call myself chronically on the water. So I learned to row in Deep Cove, and that's also where I work as a kayak instructor during the summer months.
Awesome. Okay, so if there's any students that are interested in joining, how could they do that?
Kayaking or rowing?
For rowing.
Yeah, so fantastic. We have tryouts every fall semester, and then again in the spring semester at the beginning. You'll see us at club days. You can come sign up for our tryout. It's just one morning. We run you through a couple days. And then from there, we invite you out to learn how to use the rowing machines, and then also learn how to row on the water. You don't have to have any experience to do it. Rowing is a late entry sport, so people who are athletic, who have done other sports in their past, or just really passionate about learning a new skill will fit right into the team.
Excellent. So if you have no experience, like you said, how long do you have to do it to start seeing muscles?
I think the best way to kind of describe that is just my own personal journey with rowing. Mm-hmm. I was always athletic, but like I was a horrible runner. I didn't do anything distance. After a year of rowing, I was asked to join another club to attend a regatta in Ontario that's pretty high level. I did the same thing the following year, and I've just been invited to join Team BC. So, under 3 years.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. Awesome. Okay. Is there anything else that we could tell people about the rowing club?
Yes. One other thing. We're actually recruiting coxswains as well. So a coxswain, for those of you who've seen Boys in the Boat or any rowing on TV or in person or anything, the coxswain is the much smaller individual that sits in either the stern or the bow of some of the larger boats. And they are the brain of the boat. They are the voice. They are the coach on the boat. They run the whole show. Basically, in those big boats, the athletes are just muscle. They're there to pull as hard as they can, and a coxswain is who controls the race. Mm. So a coxswain can kind of make or break a whole event, essentially. And they need to be loud, and they need to be confident, and most of all, they actually need to be fairly small to fit into the boat. So a lot of the times people say, oh, I'm gonna be good at rowing, I'm too short. First of all, no, I'm short, and I'm an okay rower. So there's no height requirements. But if you are someone who's much smaller in stature, you can still find a place in rowing as a coxswain, and you're arguably like the most important part of the team. If you'd like to get involved with SFU rowing and you're an SFU student, mm-hmm. Could be undergrad, grad, postgrad, all that stuff, as long as you have a student number essentially, you can either go find us via our website, just sfurowing.com, or contact us by DMing us on Instagram at SFU Rowing.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Fan Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Wham Bam.
East Fan?
Yeah, baby.
This one's going out to all the Swifties on the row team. Yeah. Here's Taylor Swift with Fortnite on CJSF.
I was supposed to be sent away, but no.
so much to me. That was Cry of Silence with Eddie Lamb Halen. All right, so let's talk. Hawk game is playing right now.
Hello out there, we're on the air. It's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Second period, where players dash with skates aflash, the home team trails behind. But they grab the puck and go bursting up, and they're down across the line. They storm the crease like bumblebees, they travel like a burning flame. We see them slide the puck inside, it's a 1-1 hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Third period, last game in the playoffs, too. Oh, take me where the hockey players face off down the rink. And the Stanley Cup is all filled up for the champs who win the drink. Now the final flick of a hockey stick and a one gigantic scream. The puck is in, the home team wins the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
Come on, Vancouver Canucks. Okay, so right now they are playing Edmonton Oilers. The score right now is 2-1. And don't worry, it's still early, folks, right? So keep rooting. All right, so I want to thank all of my special guests for participating. And I want to thank you for hanging out with me and listening to this special sports edition of the Wham Bam East Van Show. All right, so stay tuned for the next show or watch the Canucks hockey game. Okay, so we'll catch you all next week, and we're going to end with Terrell Safadi's Black, Red, Yellow remix right here on CJSF. All right, catch you all then. Go Canucks, go! Woo, woo!
Grind gang, you know what it is. I'm doing things, being innovative, same routine, seeing all you phonies hating. Shoestrings in the jeans for my homies skating. Ran up in my crib trying to look for where to save it. AJ said, bam, watch it start to snowball. Cause now it's moving and we start moving, oh yo. Life's like a skateboard, cause you gon' fall. Gon' ride, gon' grind, gon' slide, gon' stall. Like some beans, you would think you seeing double full. I smoke green and I'm throwing up a W. Yeah. Look around, Canucks jerseys out through the crib. Yeah, Safadi on that Vancouver tip. We some BC Lions and Vancouver Grizz. Yeah, that's my team way before the blue and green. It was black, red, yellow, black, red, yellow, black, red, yellow, black, red, yellow. Yeah, that's my team way before the blue and green. It was black, red, yellow, black, red, yellow, black, red, yellow, black, red, yellow. Coming across Canby Street, almost at Oak, then I'm heading up to Grandma Street Bridge to meet my folks. Get ghost, I'm gone, Facebook.